This spring, Wisconsin voters will decide which candidate will earn a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. Incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly faces a challenge from Marquette Law Professor Ed Falone and Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky. The primary will be held February 18th, followed by the general election on April 7th. That's the same day as Wisconsin's presidential primary. Although the office is nonpartisan, the court currently has a 5-2 conservative majority. Justice Kelly is supported by conservatives. He was appointed in 2015 by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker. Liberals have endorsed Falone and Karofsky. WUWM's Marty Michelson interviewed all three candidates and will hear from them over the next few days, starting with Marquette Law Professor Ed Falone. Marty asked him why he's in the race.
I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because I think it's obvious the situation we face in our state and in our country. We have an over-politicized judiciary, and I'm convinced that the way to solve that problem, to get the political out of our courts, is by having more judges with diverse experience, diverse backgrounds, judges like myself who come from it as a constitutional law scholar, criminal defense lawyer, someone who's worked with diverse communities trying to make the justice system work better by providing affordable lawyers to people. We need to have more judges with more experiences than is currently represented. And as the first Latino on the court, I'd certainly satisfy that goal.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
Well, again, the reason voters should select me is because of my broad legal experience. Shirley Abramson recently retired after a four-decade career as a leader on the court. She was a former law professor, not a trial judge, and she brought that broad experience and that broad perspective that allowed her to see beyond the narrow issues presented by the parties. And that's the kind of leadership that we need on the court. And in addition, as an experienced lawyer who represented business clients as well, small business owners, I bring so much added perspective that's not currently there in the court and can help in the deliberations. What makes for better decision-making is less politics and more experience.
What's the top reason you believe voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
I think too often we've gone back to the same narrow perspectives when we select our justices, and then we are frustrated. We're frustrated that we don't believe the court is representing all the people of Wisconsin, and we don't believe that it is hearing all the perspectives of the people or being a voice for the entire state.
What's your judicial philosophy?
Judicial philosophy, question, assumes that there's some one way that judges should decide constitutional questions. There's a process or a formula or a rule book. I've concluded that there is no one formula. There is no one rule book. What you need are judges who have a broad range of experience, who look at the law from different perspectives. For example, from my experience in the Latino community, from my experience as an advocate for civil rights, from my experience working with low-income individuals who are trying to navigate the criminal justice system or the civil justice system, the way to have judges make good decisions about constitutional interpretation is to have a wider variety of perspectives, not to look for one rule book or one model that applies in every case.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or two?
Well, I think there are vital issues of concern to all of us that are in the legal pipeline that the Wisconsin Supreme Court will be deciding. It goes without saying that the right of all of us to self-government, our ability to have our voice heard in the making of laws that affect us, is under attack. And will be before the court, whether it's in the more specific example of gerrymandering cases or voter ID cases. We see continual erosion of our ability to have our voice heard in the making of our laws, and we need to have justices who understand and recognize that.
That's Marquette Law Professor Ed Falone, one of three candidates on the ballot next month in the race for state Supreme Court. Falone spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson.